This is Herb Montgomery with Renewed Heart Ministries, and we welcome you to this week's weekly podcast. Our feature text this week is Matthew 5, verse 7, where Jesus says, "Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy." For most of us right now, it's back to school season this time of year. And on our morning drives in the Montgomery family back and forth to school, I have three kids this year, three different ages being dropped off at three different schools. We've been batting back and forth on the way to school every morning ideas about Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And we've entered into some pretty good discussions as we've tried to take the Beatitudes and some of the other teachings out of the economical context that it was originally spoken in Jesus' day. And we've tried to apply those same principles to the context of elementary, middle, and high school. And what we found is that the principles of, especially the Sermon on the Mount, and what we found is that the principles are pretty universal. Everywhere you find an underdog or those being marginalized, the Sermon on the Mount becomes exceptionally pertinent. And listening to my kids, too, I've come to the conclusion that there's probably no better testing ground for the ethics of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. There's no greater context in which to experiment with the truth value of these teachings than high school. And that's a side note. We could get into that maybe at a different time. But what I want you to see in this week's focus text, Matthew 5, verse 7, is the intrinsic reaping what we sow principle, especially in the context of mercy. And that'll make more sense as we get through this. The previous verse just spoke about hungering for justice and how those who hunger for justice will be filled. And the justice that Jesus taught, remember, was not retributive justice, but a restorative justice. Not punitive, but redemptive. And the mercy that he's calling us to practice in this passage is not out of harmony with this kind of justice, nor does it need to be brought into harmony with this type of justice. Restorative justice and the mercy that we're talking about this week, they're simply two sides of the same coin. They're both expressions of the same thing, and that's what I hope you'll begin to see. Let's take a couple examples from Jesus' cultural context first. And many miss the economical context of Jesus' words today. And let's say we have a wealthy creditor in the first century who has a debtor that has defaulted on their loan. The creditor has every legal right to foreclose, but what Jesus is asking creditors to do is to stop and to look at the circumstances of their debtor and to choose a more economically rehabilitative or restorative option for the debtor. And let's look at it for a moment from the perspective of the debtor as well. Let's say we have those that are being oppressed by an economic system which they could never possibly recover from. And think of the global debt crisis right now between superpowers and developing countries around the world. Some countries are so deeply indebted, there's no way they could ever pay off the loans they've made, their indebtedness. The temptation in these scenarios is violent revolution, something to reset the scales of capitalism, a year of jubilee by force, if you will. But I'm reminded of Gandhi's words here also. Gandhi said, "I object to violence because when it appears to do good, the good is only temporary and the evil it does is permanent." What Jesus is calling us to is to change the world through mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they will obtain mercy. What the Sermon on the Mount makes clear is that a new world, and Jesus called it the kingdom, a new world is coming, and in fact, it's already begun. Jesus is Lord. And this new world is going to be a world where life is arranged very differently than the way it has been. And this world, under the reign of love, this is a world that will be a blessing to those that the present arrangement oppresses. It'll be a blessing also to those who stand in solidarity with those that are being oppressed and who give a voice to those that have been oppressed. Jesus is in this statement this week, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." He's giving us a way into a whole new world, a whole new creation, And that way is the way of mercy. For those who are being oppressed especially, Jesus is calling us to set in motion mercy. I'm reminded of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s words in one of my favorite sermons he ever preached. King spoke, "So if you're seeking to develop a just society," they say, "the important thing is to get there, and the means are really unimportant. Any means will do so long as they get you there. They may be violent, they may be untruthful means, they may be unjust means to a just end. There have been those who have argued this throughout history, but we will never have peace in the world until men everywhere recognize that ends are not cut off from means, because the means represent the ideal in the making and the end in process, and ultimately you can't reach good ends through evil means, because the means represent the seed and the end represents the tree." That's from King's A Christmas Sermon for Peace. And again, that may be the one thing that many revolutions miss. We're seeking to plant trees of justice without sowing the proper seed, the seeds of mercy. Mercy awakens mercy. And mercy, remember, is the mother of justice. For those who are in a position of privilege, even unknowingly, possibly, practice mercy. Don't justify injustice. Practice mercy, and this new world, along with all the changes that this new world will bring, it'll go much easier on you. And remember, the Sermon on the Mount is a blessing for some, but according to Luke 6, verse 24 and 25, the Sermon on the Mount is a curse for others. That Jesus made that very clear. And this is the sermon that really changes everything. For my kids, this week, they're looking for the underdogs presently in their respective schools, looking for those that they can stand with, be an ally for, make space for their voices to be heard. And you can do this too. This week, whether it be in matters of economics, like for the poor, or in matters of gender, of race, of social status, orientation, or normativity, I want to encourage you to be on the lookout for those that are presently disadvantaged by the present arrangement. And I'm actually excited just sitting here thinking about whom it possibly will be that Jesus will draw your attention to this week in your life, that you'll get an opportunity to practice mercy towards rather than sacrifice. And if you're oppressed, if you're in that position in society. I know that this part is the most difficult to believe, but the way to a world rooted in restored justice is not just passively enabling the present injustice to continue, nor is it violent revolution, but it's direct restorative mercy that awakens in the hearts of those that are advantaged to listen to the voices of those who are not. A new world is coming, and in fact, I believe it's already begun with the death and resurrection of Jesus. Let's go and enlarge this kingdom together this week. Heart group application, whether you're in a position of privilege or you're in a position of disadvantage, this week, practice mercy. Experiment with it. Start out small and just see what happens. As a person of privilege, it may open your eyes to a whole new world. It has for me, and I am very much still in that process. I can testify the Sermon on the Mount has radically changed the way that I presently see God, the way that I'm looking at myself, and it's changed the way that I see those whom, and I'm ashamed to admit this, that I used to condemn simply because that they're different from me. Jesus' Sermon on the Mount has changed everything for me, and I'm quite sure that it has the power to do that for you, wherever it finds you as well. Lord Irwin once asked Gandhi what he thought would solve the problems between the British Empire and India. And the report says that Gandhi reached over, he picked up a Bible off the table, he opened it to Matthew chapter 5, and Gandhi pointed to the Sermon on the Mount, and he said, when your country and mine have come to terms with what this man taught in this sermon, Gandhi said, we will have not only solved the problems between these two nations, we will have solved the problems of the world. Remember, the oak tree is in the acorn. A just world is contained in the seeds of mercy, for the merciful will receive mercy, Jesus said. And this week, step outside of your normal routine. find an opportunity to practice mercy in a way that you would normally not. And number two, journal what happens as a result. If nothing happens, then keep experimenting with it. And if something beautiful does happen, write it down. And then number three, this coming week when your heart group gets together, share with your heart group the stories of your experiments with Matthew 5, 7 and the way of mercy. And wherever you are right now listening to this, keep living in love, loving like Jesus, in the way that Jesus taught us to love, till the only world that remains is a world where Christ's love reigns. Next week, we'll be looking at Matthew 5:11, and I'm quite sure you won't want to miss that one. I love each of you, each and every one of you, and remember, God does too. I'll see you next week.